So good afternoon. You're listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program Public Affairs Show on KDNK. My name is Steve Mills, and I am the co-leader and co-founder of Gay for Good Rocky Mountains here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Today, we are very excited to continue our monthly program called Dimensions in Diversity, which is geared towards the LGBTQ plus youth here in our valley. Every month, we'll bring in local, state, or national nonprofits to speak about resources for youth and their families. We'll also highlight the successes, challenges, and stigmas facing queer youth today. In-kind support for this program comes from Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. Today, we're very excited to be joined by local Roaring Fork Valley resident and therapist, Janet Gordon. Thanks for joining us today, Janet.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So these are unprecedented times we're living in. Between COVID-19, learning how to function differently in an isolated world, and living in a very divided country, people are struggling in general in many ways, especially mentally, and especially our youth. So I wanted to expand upon that in our conversation today. But before we do that, please tell us a little bit about you, you know, some of your expertise, background, education, anything you'd like our listeners to learn about you.
Yeah, I'm a licensed professional counselor here in the Roaring Fork Valley. I have a private practice with an office in Carbondale, and also, again, due to COVID times, a virtual office online. And I work with adolescents and adults throughout the Roaring Fork Valley. And I've been in private practice now about 20 years. I started working in community mental health and various nonprofits here in the Valley, and then went on to open my own practice. I still continue to work with nonprofits as I can, and I have been working with Aspen Out to help provide counseling and support to LGBTQ plus youth for the last 6 years. As far as specialties, in addition to working with LGBT youth, I also have worked a lot with domestic violence, sexual assault, grief, and trauma survivors. And currently, I am doing a year-long certificate course in advanced techniques in working with transgender clients.
Because you don't have enough on your plate, obviously. Sends a resume.
You know, the reality is, for a long time, being transgender was not something that our society gave a lot of support to. And luckily, that is starting to change. And, you know, transgender folks are able to get the support and hopefully be able to live their lives authentically without having to face transphobia as much, though we still have a lot of work to do in that realm in our society. But there's a lot of changes and a lot of new information that has been coming into the counseling world on how best to support transgender clients, and they deserve support. So I wanted to get more information and more knowledge and on how to do that better.
Not to go too much on a sidebar here, but I know that, you know, it's a challenge living in a rural area because we don't have the same resources here as like a big city like Denver or Salt Lake would have. So it's great that you saw that need and you're looking for a way to fill that need from a counseling standpoint. Obviously, we still have some needs from a medical standpoint, but from a mental health standpoint, that it's great that you saw that need and you wanted to jump in and help.
The trans community, it's a very broad community because I'm using the word trans, you know, but it's gender nonconforming and gender fluid. You know, gender is a spectrum, just like sexuality is a spectrum. Like just about everything is on a spectrum. And so being able to support that community. And as you said, yes, we live in a rural area. What a lot of people don't know is that Colorado is actually pretty forward thinking when it comes to supporting the LGBT community, trans community, specifically in terms of our laws and our society. So we have seen people move to the Valley, move to Colorado from other states where more transphobic laws are on the books and that they are often met with schools that are not accommodating or employment laws that are not accommodating. So, you know, I'm trying to meet a need that is there and to do it in a way that comes from a place of the best knowledge and a wide range of input from the other counselors across the country.
So what inspired you to focus on the LGBTQ plus community and youth in general?
Teenagers in general, adolescents, are just an amazing population. It's a tough time in life. You know, teenagers are caught between being told that they need to be more responsible and take charge of their life, but also being told that they're not able to take charge in their life and, you know, grow up, don't grow up, you're not an adult yet, be more an adult. So I think just in general, our society is pretty confusing for teens to navigate a lot of the time. And then when you add being any letter under the rainbow, LGBTQAI+, oftentimes it's not as well understood. I mean, let's be real. There's a lot of homophobia. There's a lot of transphobia in our society, particularly in the last several years. That seems to have gotten to be, it's more acceptable to be more vocal about it in certain segments of the population. What really started it, I definitely did not become a counselor and did not envision myself having a specialty in working with the LGBT community. But about 7 years ago, I was working for one of the local crisis lines and would get calls every once in a while from LGBT teen, and they'd be struggling, and I'd say, oh, well, you know, let me get you someone who specializes in working with the LGBTQ population. And I would look for someone who specialized, and I would have to refer them to someone in Denver. And that's just not okay. A 14-year-old is not going to be able to get to Denver for counseling, and especially if they're not supported by their family. And so I was kind of on the back of my mind thinking about it. And then there was a friend's son ended up attempting suicide because he felt, even though his family supported him, that his community did not, and he didn't have any place to turn for help. And I just happened to be having a drink at one of the local establishments, and at the head of Aspen Out was having a meal at a table next to me. And I just turned to him and said, what are we going to do? We need to do something. And he looked at me and said, what do you want to do? Let's do it. Let's make it happen. And that's when we started doing a weekly LGBT support group in the Valley. And it's kind of really grown from there, thanks to a lot of community support and financial support from Aspen Out.
We have tons of nonprofits in this Valley. We have some that are geared specifically for the LGBTQ plus community, but that doesn't address the mental state. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Dimensions Diversity on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. This program is supported by Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. So Janet, what challenges do you feel the LGBTQ plus youth and their parents in our Valley are experiencing today? You know, especially our youth continue to face, you know, we have the layer of, you know, COVID-19, which is a whole new experience, which, you know, none of us, you know, could have predicted. So what do you feel some of these challenges are that they're facing living in this different world now?
You know, I think that there are a lot of challenges just in general being LGBTQAI. There's homophobia, transphobia, a society that isn't necessarily welcoming. We know that depression, anxiety, suicidality does run higher among LGB youth, and suicidality among trans youth. LGBT youth have often expressed deep feelings of isolation, whether that's because they haven't come out, don't feel safe coming out, haven't been accepted when they come out. That feeling of isolation can be also due to anxiety and depression from those experiences. And the same thing with families. Families often want to support their child, but maybe feel that they aren't going to be accepted or are not, in fact, accepted by their community, whether that's a spiritual community, local community. Oftentimes, depending on the school that a student might be at, whether or not they're capable of coming out safely in that environment. I feel like many of our schools in the area try really hard to provide accepting spaces, you know, and that may be the case for the youth and it may not. But especially I think in times of COVID, that feeling of isolation, I think, is a problem for many of us, whether we're LGBT or not. And so that can be especially exacerbated. I particularly worry about the youth who maybe found acceptance in their school, but now that they've been isolated away from their friends at school, maybe they're not in a family that's very accepting. Maybe they don't feel like they can be the authentic selves and supported in that at home. So yeah, it can be very isolating.
I think we're very fortunate in this valley that quite a few of our schools have gender sexuality alliances. And those are typically done face-to-face with your peers, you know, with a counselor or a teacher in the room to help guide conversation. I mean, that's all different now. So the kids in our valley have to navigate a completely different world. So to your point, how do they do that when they don't have that face-to-face, where they don't have that safe space, where they don't have that counselor or teacher overseeing discussion?
One thing that I and several other of the GSA facilitators did towards the end of the school year and through the summer was have an online meeting of a GSA. And right now I'm totally planning on doing that. Normally during the school year, there's several schools, Aspen High School, Aspen Middle School, Basalt High School, Colorado Rocky Mountain School, where I would come into the schools once a month and meet with their gender and sexuality alliance and support the kids in any way I possibly could, giving them a safe space and, you know, expanding that to other schools as they're needed. Again, you know, virtual Zoom meetings don't necessarily completely provide the same as face-to-face meeting would in terms of support. It is something that is available and out there. And as schools are starting to go back and every school seems to be doing something a little bit different, that's on my agenda for the next 2 weeks, is to find out what each school is doing and how I, with the support of Aspen Out, can come in and support their LGBT students and do the best to provide a community for them. Right now, we're planning on doing, again, kind of a open valley-wide support meeting, hopefully once a week. And the nice thing about that is, in all honesty, for these schools that haven't been as willing to allow a GSA to start, or for the students that are in schools without GSAs, this would be a great opportunity for them to virtually connect with other students and help end some of that isolation that is definitely there and definitely in our valley. Because of just the geographic factors of students being spread so far apart.
So what are some tools or resources kids and or their parents can use to improve their mental state given the current circumstances?
I will say this, that one thing that I so admire about adolescents, teenagers, is that they actually are so much more creative a lot of the time than us adults that tend to get really stuck in our patterns. And so, you know, that thinking out of the box, that comes a lot from working with teenagers because they do that so much more readily and are really better about being connected through technology a lot of the times. And to that point, there's some amazing websites and groups out there for LGBT youth and their families. The Trevor Project is one of my absolute favorites. They are an online organization. They are just a wealth of support and knowledge. They offer teen chat rooms that are supported by counselors and advocates and online support for families, for parents. That's just an amazing website. I urge everyone to go check it out. Also, other projects like It Gets Better is a really good resource. And here in the Valley, we have a group called PFLAG, which is a support for parents, family, friends, and LGBT youth. And they have been doing a monthly virtual meeting. And that's a really wonderful organization. The community members that are a part of it are parents of LGBT youth and dynamic and amazing and just a wealth of information themselves and such a valuable resource. the common thing about working with families is the parents love their children. They don't know always how the best way to respond, you know, when their child comes out, and they don't know how to best help them. And a lot of times they have questions and need support themselves. And whether it's through counseling or an amazing organization like PFLAG or the Trevor Project, it's super important that parents get support as well as the youth.
From a personal standpoint, I had a neighbor who came to my house one day and was kind of in a freak out mode and said, "My son came out to me last night and my wife and I are completely supportive of it. We just don't know what to say. We don't want to mess this up." And so I think with a lot of times with parents don't know what they don't know. And an organization like PFLAG, and for our listeners, it's pflag.org. They're an amazing organization, and it's a support group, and it's figuring it out together as one community so you can get some of the answers. Of course, you're not going to know all the answers because every coming out story is unique, but at least you have other people going through something similar. You can leverage each other's, you know, challenges and strengths to build your knowledge and to build a different relationship with your child who just recently came out to you.
And I mean, and building community is so important, you know, just again, kind of having that connection, especially in times of COVID. Isolation though, and feeling alone, you know, is a major problem for LGBT youth. What we know is that when an LGBT youth is supported by a caring, compassionate family member who is accepting of them, they thrive. And so giving the parents a place to also get support and also be able to ask their questions and express their fears, you know, again, in my experience, most of the parents I've worked with, just like the neighbors you were talking about, they don't want to mess it up and they want to know how to support their kid, but they know that there is a lot of homophobia, there is a lot of transphobia, and they want to keep their kids safe. And so how best to do that and how to do that in a supportive way is super important. Yeah, that's why connecting with PFLAG, connecting with a GSA, honestly doing things like volunteer projects with Gay for Good is a wonderful way to support the whole LGBT community and to build community. And I know that right now Gay for Good is on a little bit of a COVID hiatus. My understanding is we're working to try to figure out some projects we can start doing here again soon, socially distance, etc. But Gay for Good is also a wonderful and fairly new organization in our valley that supports the community.
So how can our listeners get in touch with you?
I have a website, Janet Gordon Counseling. My email is janetgordoncounseling@gmail.com. And in working with Aspen Out, we are incredibly lucky in this valley to have an organization like Aspen Out, which has been running Gay Ski Week. But they provide scholarships for counseling for LGBT youth and their families, for anyone who identifies as any letter under the rainbow, which is so huge, especially in times of COVID when a lot of people have not been making maybe what they were pre-COVID times and really could use the extra support. And so, you know, yeah, reach out to me through my website, through my email, or give Aspen Out shout out, you know, call them and they'll connect you with me. It's an important thing. I mean, I am biased being a counselor. I think everyone should be in counseling at least some of the time. I am, you know, that support, having a safe place to talk really does improve our lives. And, you know, we all have emotions and feelings and things going on. And let's acknowledge that it is crazy in the world right now and it's hard to navigate. And, you know, right now I'm kind of going with everything feels like it's just 20% harder across the board. So yeah, I mean, having a safe place and a safe person to talk to and express what's going on with you is really important. And anyone out there who's struggling, please reach out, get support because you deserve it.
And you don't need to do it alone. A lot of times people try to do it on their own and, you know, we're all drinking from a fire hose right now. And having that professional that can help you navigate these uncertain times and these muddy waters, you know, for a lot of people, it can be a life or death situation. And for a lot of people, it's just helping them stay somewhat sane in a pretty crazy world. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Just out of curiosity, in this COVID world, how are you conducting your therapy sessions nowadays, since you're probably not meeting with your clients face-to-face?
Right now, I'm meeting with my clients. I have a virtual office set up on a site called DoxyMe, which is HIPAA compliant. You know, once you get used to meeting virtually, it is not that bad. You know, maybe it's not the same as face-to-face, certainly, but, you know, I find it can be incredibly productive. And I will also say, for, you know, in this valley, because people are often driving big distances, and for LGBT youth who maybe cannot drive, if someone's living down in, you know, Rifle, trying to get to Carbondale to come to counseling can be a really big ask. So, you know, having the virtual office is not something I think I'm going to give up, in all honesty, when we can go back to full face-to-face meetings. I want to continue to provide that service as needed, because it is really, I have found a lot of clients who are like, oh, I can do this now. Now this works with my schedule. Now I can, you know, meet with you. Whereas when I just had a physical office presence only, I think that was a bit of a deterrent for some people. The good thing is, I don't think all of the adjustments have been bad.
People have transportation challenges, time constraints. You found a way to meet that need. What do you want our listeners to take away from our conversation today?
I think the single biggest message I want LGBTQAI plus youth to know is that who you are is right, that who you are is amazing, and that you being you is the most important thing. And you are lovable, you are worthy, you are supported. And there is, even if you're not feeling that support in the moment, know that that support is out there. I am not alone in supporting the community. There's a huge number of people in our valley, outside of our valley, that are supportive. My belief is that the world is getting more supportive, and a lot of people are fighting for that. And you being you is exactly right. And please reach out and get the support that is there for you. You're not alone in this. You don't have to be. And you are amazing. Being part of the community also means being an ally. And for those who are allies out there, keep being allies and keep supporting your friends and your family, and keep talking about it. Don't be silent.
Any marginalized group, the only way that group has ever been able to make any headway from a civil rights perspective is having allies there in the trenches, working legislature with lawmakers, I should say, or with, you know, anybody who's in a position of power to move the needle and to be an advocate for that marginalized group. Because the marginalized group themselves can't do it by themselves, because they're a minority. You need people in the majority to help push these things forward. But the LGBT community has made huge headway in the last couple decades because, again, we've had those allies there helping to row the boat, helping to be the voice out there to move it forward. Sometimes allies don't get enough credit for helping the LGBT community move forward. And it's absolutely vital to be, you know, have strong allies out there.
Yeah. And I guess I would also, you know, just add, you know, one thing that I've really seen an increase in the last year of other organizations, other communities wanting education and information on how to be better allies, how to make more affirming spaces. In February, I was privileged enough to present to the town of Carbondale employees about how to be more affirming to the LGBT community. And sometimes we get caught up in thinking that people or communities don't want to change. And I will say that speaking to the town employees and seeing how receptive they were and how much they wanted the knowledge, and again, that change is coming and it is happening, and it's being worked on here in our valley. Anyone who was lucky enough, myself included, to see the Carbondale Pride Parade last year and see the streets just lined with people supporting and the flags, and it was amazing. You know, I can't wait for that to happen again. And it's going to happen again, and we're going to do it. again, that support for being who you are and being authentic and making the community, you know, acknowledge and be part of the diverseness that it is, how we all have better community.
Couldn't agree with you more. So Janet, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for all the great information. Thank you for being an ally here in our valley. You've been listening to Dimensions in Diversity on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. This program is supported by Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. We've been talking with local therapist Janet Gordon, who specializes in LGBTQ plus mental health. If you'd like more information about Gay for Good and their upcoming events, visit gayforgood.org/Rocky Mountains. If you'd like some more information about Janet Gordon, please visit janetgordoncounseling.com. Thanks for listening to Dimensions Diversity on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.